Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone to Sports Talk here on the Trent White Sports Radio Show. Listen, what a good week we had. We had a good week and kind of a sad week. Today, Flip Saunders, NBA, good head coach, died. We'll talk a little bit about that with the kid when he comes on. We got the Bills going overseas but continue losing. We need to really get real with the Buffalo Bills. Now that being a Bills fan coming from Philadelphia, I've been here long enough to where I've seen fans get really high, see them get really low, and I've seen the Bills let you guys down. And I've been saying this from day one. There is no complete rebuild unless you get rid of Russ Brandon, who survived every travesty, every turnover of staff, everything. And yet now this guy's still sticking around. That's your curse. But then again, the Bills still could turn this around, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, I didn't think they would lose to the Jags, but they did lose to the Jags. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that. And we got Western New York High School football. Look, if you want to call in, I'm not taking too many calls today. So if you're calling in for the normal NFL talk from around the country, you can give me a shout. I might see your number in. If I don't get to it, I do apologize. Call us back later on this week, and we'll go ahead and get you in and talk some football. Listen, I'd like to thank my sponsors. My sponsors are Coca-Cola, Cricket, Snyder Pretzels of Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for being sponsors. And also my fans. Let's talk football right now. Let's talk about the Bills. Get it out the way because, see, the Bills are like a festering, rotten meat that stink. And people in Buffalo want to put on the gas mask and try to put roses on it, and it still stinks. You beat the Colts week one. What did I say on this show? Don't get too big. Don't get too big on this. Don't get too happy. Don't get too excited. Why? Because the Colts end up not being good, like I said. You had some sparks. Tyrod Taylor showed you guys what you wanted to see, got excited about him. The EJ fans came in. EJ got his chance 2 weeks. They lost 2 weeks. Is that EJ's fault? You can't really say that. It's his fault, but he's a guy quarterback, and most fans are already telling me that. It's his fault. I don't think it's his fault. I think it's crazy to say it's EJ's fault. But maybe just the Bills aren't good. Maybe they're not ready yet. Maybe they're not ready to hit the big time against the teams that mattered. They got blown out. This vaunted defense, oh, it's hurting now. Got Kyle Williams out. You got guys not playing healthy. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal to the Bills fans. And for all you reporters who went overseas to cover the game, look, I almost blocked a lot of your tweets. Let me tell you something. A lot of you guys are getting paid for the Buffalo Bills' misery, but yet you complain about it. If the Bills start winning, a third of you don't have a job. So how you complain when they lose, you better be happy they keep losing. Because right now, that's why you're employed. To tell us what we already know. I don't think your opinion matters much to most Bills fans and most people in general, especially not to me, but I like listening. Look, the Bills stink. The Bills aren't as good as we thought they were. Okay, we've been hearing this for how long? I think Bills fans have been hearing this for like 15 years. So this is nothing new. I don't need an expert to fly over and just keep tweeting me about, you know, what pubs they're in, what beer they're doing. I don't need to know that. You're not the first NL team to go. You're not the first team to go to England and play. And you're not the first American. Stop acting like you took a trip to Mars. Play a game on Mars and I'd be impressed. You went to England. From what I hear, they packed the house. 80,000 plus. I'm just amazed that the NFL thinks they're going to get a team over there. I just don't see it happening. Look, anything can happen, but I don't see the NFL really flourishing overseas. Maybe a few teams. Maybe a few teams might try it. It would take a long time before it gets started in Europe. And there's so much going on in the world. There's so much already tied up. You got FIFA that dominates over there. You got rugby that dominates over there. There's no place for the NFL. There's no place for the NFL. But I'm sure someone's going to try to have a team over there. Quick email on the Bills. Disappointment. Yeah, I guess you can see you're disappointed. Buffalo Bills, to me, are nothing more than a team that takes your money, raises your hopes, and then crashes your hopes as quick as they raise them. What about the GM, Wiley? Is he going to take any heat from the Buffalo fans? Look at that guy. You have a complete quarterback mess now, kind of, because now what you're doing is you're down to EJ, Tyrod, and the other guy. Castle didn't look great, But my goodness, I don't care how bad he looked. He's more experienced than both of the quarterbacks you have now. He maybe not can run. He maybe doesn't throw the perfect pass every time. And he won't throw the perfect pass every time. But he has way more experience, credible experience, than these guys. How wild he doesn't take heat for that from Bills fans, I have no idea. It's almost impossible to ignore that. Wiley's got to take some heat, and he should. Tell you what, the one football organization or event that gets me excited is high school football playoffs. The playoffs are great. And here's why. They're pure. They're untainted student-athletes going at it, playing an honest football game. Playing an honest game. And the games are great, and we're all over it. One bad thing is the refereeing always gets in the way. Kids complain saying they're held. Ref tells them, complain again, I'm throwing you out the game. The refs have too much power and too much influence on who wins. My thing is this. If a referee is going to ref a game, I want to know where he lives. He can't live in an area within 10, 20 miles of either team. He can't have any ties to any of the schools, meaning he couldn't have been an athlete, let me say, that played there maybe 50 years ago. He can't have a cousin that goes there. He can't have a teacher that goes there. Yeah, I'll be that strict, but it sounds crazy, but it's needed because there's too many refs in Western New York who have an agenda. And the agenda is, let's help my buddy or my cousin or, oh, that's my old alma mater, let's help them get to the Ralph or get to the next round. I've been saying that for a long time, and I think someone needs to do something about it because it's a very legitimate thing to say, very legitimate. Big game's coming up, Double A. This is a big game on paper, I guess. It's a big game that the Kenmore West Blue Devils in New York have been to this game 7 out of 11 years. Went to the Ralph one time. They're hungry. Facing Lancaster, who they beat in the first round. The first round last year, who all of a sudden turned it around. They only have two losses. One to a powerhouse in Ohio when they shouldn't have took that trip, and they got beat 77-6. They get beat by Orchard Park, right now the class of Section 6 AA, 41-12, 41-14. They just escaped Lockport, a team that Ken West beat, a team that improved, a team that came ready to play and exposed Lancaster for what they are. A big, slow power team who could pass the ball. They do it well. They rack up a lot of yards. They've been ranked ahead of Kenmore West all year. You break down the game, can Kenmore West athletes beat Lancaster's team? Because that's what it's coming down to, their team. Whose schemes are going to work? Lancaster is riding with confidence right now. But Lancaster also is a little bit shooken how close Lockport took them to the brink, which Lockport probably should have won that football game. It's crazy how it happens, but that's how it happens in football. Lockport almost went into Lancaster, who thought they had an easy game, and almost came out there with one loss, going into Kenmore West for the second round. Kenmore West had some adversity themselves. The first half didn't go well, was only leading by 6. Turned it around, got the game going, blew them out. So there is a matchup between a high-powered offense, well, two high-powered offenses, two. Not just one, two. And a defense that I think Ken West might have the edge in defense. When you look at this game, can't really call it. You want to go up west? Lancaster's not very fast, but you want to go up west in this game? It's going to be a good game. I think I'm picking Kenmore West, but I think Lancaster, if West doesn't play well, can pull this thing out. X-Factor, Kenmore West has a kicker this year. A pretty good kicker. X-Factor, other athletes stepped up. Mark Taylor has stepped up. Jameer Lynch has stepped up. D'Angelo Walker-Johnson is healthy. Terrell Ford is Terrell Ford. Charlie Milks is healthy. Tyler White is healthy. Jay Taylor is healthy. This is a perfect game that is going to be a good game. I'm telling you right now, this is a good game. I'll go on a limb and say I still think Ken West by 20. Even saying that. Sounds crazy? It could be Lancaster by 20. This is going to be a very good football game, and I tell you, if you're not a football fan and you live around Kenmore West, you need to check out this football game because Kenmore West is hungry. After losing to Orchard Park, seconds away from going to the Ralph, they come back and they're on fire. The kids are hungry. They don't want to lose again. Lancaster's just trying to be good. I don't know how hungry they really are. I don't think they're as hungry as Kenmore West. The establishment media who cover high school sports is going to pick Lancaster. But just because Lockport gave them a tough game doesn't mean Lockport's not a good football team, because they are a good football team. Coach Bronson had them ready. You got South Park. I think South Park is going to win A. South Park might be the best team in West New York, hands down. Because to me, it may not go down in the record books, but they beat Canisius. If it weren't for a long 61-yard field goal by a great kicker who's going to Ohio State, South Park wins that game. Very interesting story in Rochester. The team, Pittsford, that destroyed Orchard Park here in the West New York area, got beat last night by Henrietta. So if you ask me, I think the power is all in the Rochester area this year. It kind of alternates. Last year, Jamestown went through Rochester. This year, I think Rochester, one of those teams, is going to win it. Good football program down in Rochester also. Good program. Tell you what, another thing. If anything makes the so-called experts look bad, it's how did you have star point ahead of Kenmore West the whole season? Kenmore West is a double-A team. Kenmore West beat Lockport by 2 touchdowns. Star point gets by with 1 point in the last seconds of the game. They still had a ranked ahead of Kenmore West. And that's okay, because you know what? It's a school who was undefeated for the first time, but you cannot put emotion in the rankings. And here they get beat 21-0, first round against around the course. First round, they get beat. Shut out. Shut out. How do you explain that? It's tough to explain that, but to all the so-called media guys that I think are too old and need to get out of here, your boys got beat, and they got shut out on top of that. And I can hear him right now. They want Ken West to lose this game, and Ken West got to play almost a mistake-free game to get a shot, to go to the Ralph for the first time. And I think they'll do it. The only problem is, you can't let the refs decide the game. That's huge. That's huge. Because if the refs decide the game, game over. Ken West loses again. Lancaster, the team from the South, the majority white team, gets to the Ralph against another majority, mostly white team, all white team pretty much, plays another all white team in the Ralph. That's what they want. But I think to the real non-biased football fans, they want to see Kenmore West against Orchard Park. Bottom line, that's what they want to see. second time around, it might be a much better game. Actually, I think it will be a better game. I tell you what, though, the more I think about it, Section 6 might want this game. It'll bring so many people. Dolger Park, first game of the season, beat Kenmore West 28-0. 28-0. They didn't run very well against West. They threw very well. West has a better pass defense. Dolger Park, I'm sure it's gotten better. Man for man, if those two meet, if they're fortunate to get by their opponents this week, man for man, Kenmore West have the better athletes. Dolger Park has the better team. That's the thing. Dolger Park has a better team overall. They have a championship coaching staff. Coach Gene Tundra is great. He's a great coach. They have a great system. They have kids who buy in the system. From the time they're in Little Loop, they know they want to play for the high school team. They're very prepared. And I think every program should do that to their football program. Ken West is kind of up and down. It all depends who you get in Ken West. They don't really know what's going on in Ken West until guys come. Ken West is a pretty big district. But Ken West should look at Dolger Park's program and say, you know what, we got to do that. We're going to have Mark Taylor on tomorrow. Mark Taylor, high school athlete for Kenmore West, came up huge. Came up really huge for Kenmore West. Has become a target and a threat. If it's not in the backfield, it's in kick return. If it's not in kick return, it's on defense. If it's not on defense, it's as a receiver. Mark Taylor has shown this year that he has the ability to play at the next level, one. Two, that if you're just looking for Terrell Ford, you better not do that. You better not just focus on Terrell Ford and D'Angelo. Because if you do, Mark Taylor's going to burn you and hurt you. It's going to hurt you bad. And he's been doing that the past few weeks. If Lancaster can control the line of scrimmage, if Lancaster can complete their passes and stop Kenmore West, they win. That's asking a lot because no one's been able to really do it with Dolger Park the first game of the season. Kenmore West did move the ball in Dolger Park, so did Lancaster. But let's talk about Lancaster before they get to the Ralph. Dolger Park, before they punch their ticket to the Ralph, they got to play Niagara Falls. That I think is a very dangerous trap game, for Dolger Park. Man for man, the Niagara Falls Wolverines have probably the best group of athletes in Section 6. Man for man. The question is, Coach Bass and what he does with this team. And also not just the coach, because I'm sure he gets them ready. The team, mentally, are they ready? Mentally, are they not going to get penalties? Mentally, are they going to come to play? Kenmore West beat them by 22 points. Means nothing, though. That was the regular season. This is playoffs. And Lockport showed that Friday night, going to Lancaster, giving them all they can handle. And if you're Lancaster, you got to think about one thing. You've been riding high, beat by Dolger Park, and then demolished by the Little Irish in Ohio. But you come back here, you run over bad teams, you face a team that has team speed. And they outgain you in offense. Yeah, think about that. You're not going to come in Ken West and stop everybody. That would be nice if you could, but you're not going to stop everybody. And I think the problem is a lot of people think they're going to do that. The experts, of course. The people who don't like Ken West, of course. And that's cool. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all because I know most people are going to think that. In all honesty, if it's a good game, it's going to suck if you lose either way. Just give me a good football game. The one thing you got to watch out, can Lancaster contain D'Angelo Walker-Williams? If you flush him out the pocket, can you contain him? And while you're containing him, he's showing the ability to throw the ball downfield. Can you contain Tylan White, defensive end? 2016 preseason on Western New York will get an award this year. Probably the most athletic defensive end in Western New York. Can you stop Charlie Milks? Those are the questions that everyone's going to be asking each other. What kind of game is going to be? It's supposed to be 60 degrees, we hear. Football weather. That's what I'm hearing. I'm telling you right now, the secret to beating Lancaster is stop the passing game, make them run. I think the running back's good. I don't think he's going to do what he's been doing all year against this defense. I don't think so at all. Can they shut Kenmore West down completely? I don't think so, but it's going to be good. There's plus and minuses on both sides when you break down this game. Me, personally, I don't think it's that really serious. I don't think it's that serious. I don't think it's as big of a game as everyone thinks. Oh, Kenmore West goes both ways. They're in shape. Most of these guys have been conditioned to do that since modified. Conditioned to go both ways since modified. They're okay. That's not a problem. The problem is, which Kenmore team shows up? And I think 100% these guys are hungry, they're ready to go, and they're not going to come out sloppy at all. You'll probably see the kids focus for the first time all year. Focus in a way that you haven't seen them focus. This is a big game. It's a huge game for Kenmore West and its tradition and its fans who are sick of losing. A lot of fans were disappointed last year. A lot of fans were disappointed last year. They wanted to see Kenmore West play Jamestown. Again, the fans want to see Kenmore West in Orchard Park again. They want to see it. And can Kenmore West do it? Can Orchard Park do it? Those two teams have a lot of questions to answer. It's going to be a good game. The one team that I think is physically at a disadvantage to me is Orchard Park. Athletically, they're not as strong or fast as Niagara Falls, who has nothing to lose at all because most thought they wouldn't be here in this position. Kenmore West and Niagara Falls and Lockport, you got to say now. Those two are the top teams in the North. Any one of those teams on any given night can beat the best in the South, vice versa. Telling you right now, it's going to be a very good football game. I'm telling you, if you live, I'll say it again, if you live anywhere in Kenmore West, near Crosby Field, 2 o'clock, get to the game. Get to the game because that's where you got to get to. I'm excited. I feel like I want to strap on a helmet. That's how bad I want to play this game. Good game. It's going to be a good game. But I tell you what, both teams showed some adversity. Both teams fought through it. Now here we go. Let's get it on now. Let's get it on now because now all the talking, all the experts, everyone's out of the picture. And to me, when you look at a team that wasn't ready for the moment, it was Star Point. Star Point had a great regular season. When it came down to 0-0, when it came down to lose and go home or win and continue, they failed. Kenmore West may fail. Lancaster may fail. Orchard Park may fail. Niagara Falls may fail. That's why they play the games, guys. It's not all written in the paper or the old experts that give you all this stuff. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I'm excited. So I'm talking about right now because this is huge. This is really huge. Because you have a lot of guys playing their last year who's going to be playing in college, who want to finally beat Orchard Park, who want to finally get to the Ralph. You got to feel for Kenmore West 11 times. 11 times in the semifinal games. 11 times. They won 7 of them. 7 out of 11 years Ken West has been there. And Kenmore West found a way to lose and had their heart broken year after year after year. This game is very important. For Niagara Falls, it's very important. This is a huge game. I mean, I don't want to just, you know, say this because my son plays for the team or I have friends that play for the team. I've just been around for 5, 6-plus years seeing how this goes. It's good. It's a very big game. I got some emails on. I'll get to those emails shortly. I don't even want to talk pros. I don't want to talk pro football or nothing right now because this is how big it is. When you see a team who's been a step away from the dance, last year probably might have been the worst. Last year is probably the worst for Ken West. You look at Kenmore West, they're seconds away. Seconds from heading to the Ralph. They're seconds away from heading to the Ralph only to be snake bitten and lose the game. Ultra Park Drive, 70 yards, touchdown. Lose by 2 points. How big is this game? It's a big game to me because you look at Lancaster. 3-4 season last year. They've been rolling, guys. But they've been rolling the teams that Kenmore West beat, if not less. And so it makes it a big game because you don't know what's going to happen because some people say they're frauds when they play decent teams. Ultra Park, I'm not going to count the disaster in Ohio, 77-6. But then you've seen Lockport, who came ready to play, who exposed them for their speed, all that power, all that high-powered offense, really was not an answer because they couldn't stop the speed of Lockport, who lost to Ken West, who just didn't have enough. And you're asking them to come to Kenmore West and blow them out the water. Some people are saying that. It's not going to be close. I think that's insane. 90% of the people say it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a real good game, but I'm going to stick to my guns and say it's not going to be as close as everyone says it is. I won't say that. I give Coach Dixon and Lancaster credit. But if you're having trouble with Lockport's talent, you're going to have a ton of trouble with Kenmore West's talent because now not only Terrell, not only D'Angelo, not only Mark Taylor now stepping up, Jameer Lynch. Let's look at the defensive side because I think the defense is going to pull this out. We all know West is going to score, but I'm telling you right now, I think the key to this game is going to be the Kenmore West defense. I'm telling you right now, you better get rid of the ball quick. And if you do, and if you can somehow shut down Terrell Ford and the Kenmore West offense, Lancaster got a real good shot. But you better have an answer for Tyler White. You better have an answer for Charlie Milks. You better have an answer for Jay Taylor. You better have an answer for Jadon St. John. You better have an answer for Lynch and the rest of the Ken West defense because they are hungry. They are not trying to lose or go out their senior year losing again, which will make it 8 times in the semifinal game and not winning. And Ultra Park better watch themselves too. But we're going to bring on right now a Hall of Famer, as far as the Kenmore West Hall of Famer, played here at Kenmore West, went to Central Connecticut, had a little stint in the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, James Mallory, who is the brother of Terrell Ford. If you guys did watch, there was a good special on those two on Time Warner Sports. Check it out. We'll have the link on our Facebook page again for that show. But we got James Mallory here with his insight on the games. Not just Kenmore West Lancaster, we're talking Niagara Falls and Ultra Park, and also what happened to Star Point. What's up, James? Good to have you back on.
Hey, what's going on, Trey? How you doing?
You know, we're talking some football here, and I think it's a big game for everybody. It's a big game for Niagara Falls. It's a big game for Ken West. These are big games. Lancaster, Ken West, Niagara Falls, Ultra Park. If you flip those teams, it doesn't matter. It's all to go to the Ralph, and this is the big game for the legacy of Kenmore West, for the legacy of Terrell Ford, and the legacy of those seniors, and on all the guys who lost that game last year with seconds left when Orchard Park drove down the field when you clearly had him beat. How big is this game, James, for Kenmore West playing Lancaster?
I mean, I think it's huge. But, you know, you can't let the moment take you. You got to go take the moment. You know, for these guys, man, you know, they got to treat it as, you know, another game. If you start overanalyzing and overthinking things, you know, the game would be, you know, become bigger than, you know, than you and the team, and you can't do that. You know, you got to take it one practice at a time, one rep at a time in practice, and do what they've been doing for the past seven games, and they'll be fine.
Just got a quick email. A lot of fans are saying it's going to come down to the coaching. How important? Now, we all know how important coaching is, but a lot of those losses that Kenmore had in this same type of game, a lot of people would put on the coaching. A lot of people say around West New York, how can Kenmore West not have won or been to the Ralph multiple times with that talent? How important is coaching in this game, and should they take your advice and not overthink themselves?
I mean, obviously coaching is going to be important, but, I mean, this Kenmore West team is just different in the whole. They're a very focused team. They're a very mature team. Teams in the past, you know, was always that, well, this is missing or that is missing. This Kenmore West team is very different. They're very mature. They're seasoned. You have 9 starters on the defensive side of the ball that played last year in the game, that the Orchard Park game that broke their hearts. You know, usually you'll get a team that gets 6 or 7 guys back, but they have 9 guys that started, and the other 2 that's filling in played a lot. They weren't starters, but they played a lot. So I think they'll be fine, in my honest opinion. It's all going to come down to just, you know, executing and just doing what their coach is doing, just playing with confidence, and they'll be more than fine.
You see Lancaster, and, you know, I've been saying on this show since week 3, I didn't think, you know, they're a good team, but I don't know how good they really are, because the teams they've beaten, they ran the score up on. I don't put much in the score. I look at the team you beat, and you look at Kenmore West, you know, who had their first loss to Orchard Park, 28-0, first game of the season. That's asking a lot of a team that wasn't really put together yet, especially on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at pass defense, now they're playing a lot better. You have Lancaster, who ran up the score on a lot of teams, but I've been saying all along, there's something missing with that team. And, you know, as good as they play, they're missing that speed. And we've seen what Lockport did to them. What do you think happened in that Lockport game? And did it show you anything that may, you know, show matchups? Each game is different, but shows matchup and what problems they may have with Kenmore West.
I mean, I think Lockport is a little bit better when people give them credit for. Lockport is young in certain positions, and you can tell in certain situations where they have growing pains. You know, on that team, you have seniors mixed with sophomores and a couple juniors. So you can see where they're young and not battle-tested in some spots. But they showed a lot. They were down by, I believe it was 20 points at one point in time, and they came back to make it a game. They had the ball at the last possession of the game to go and try to tie it up. You know, I think Lockport is just a lot better than what people give them credit for. I mean, they haven't been blown out by anybody. Every game they've been in has been close. Is, you know, when, you know, they don't give credit to, you know, almost or shoulda, woulda, coulda, is what have you done, you know, and they didn't win a lot of those games, so a lot of people kind of overlook them.
Before I let you go, a big game also, Orchard Park, Niagara Falls. I just broke down 10 minutes ago that man for man, I think Niagara Falls has the better athletes. I think as a team and as a coaching organization, as a tradition, goes to Orchard Park. They run their offense very well. When I talked to Gene 2 years ago, he had told me, he said, Trent, you know, I've been working all offseason, looking up plays at different colleges. There's different pass plays that can get us open. He did a very good job with that. Their passing game is pretty much, now, I'm not going to say tough to stop. It can be stopped, but you better do your homework. Pittsburgh showed it, but as far as AA here in West New York, that's asking a lot to stop their passing game. What do you think Niagara Falls has to do to probably pull off this upset, which I would not be surprised if it happens, but what do you think they have to do?
They got to limit their mistakes. Niagara Falls can be their worst enemy at times, or they can shoot themselves in the foot. If they stay away from mistakes, they'll make it a very interesting game. I mean, the thing with them is it's just going to be cutting back on mistakes. and cutting back on, you know, the mental errors. If they do that, I mean, they'll have a shot. I mean, Orchard Park is a very talented team. But, I mean, as far as, you know, if Niagara Falls can get those athletes in space, that's dangerous. I mean, you got Daquan Hubbard, you got Jaquan Hudson, you got Shakur Moore, you got William, the tight end, number 84. And you have two quarterbacks who, you know, who can sling the ball a little bit. I mean, that's pretty dangerous. You got two, I mean, when you're talking about the two, Daquan and Jaquan, those two guys are 6'2" apiece. Shakur is about 5'8", but he's very shifty. And then Will is a 6'2", 6'3" tight end. I mean, it's very hard to find that in high school football.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know, that's going to be a game where I probably want to get to that game. If not get to the game, at least be up on it on Twitter, following that game. But if in a perfect world you want to see a good football game in both, but in a perfect world, I think if Ken Weston get by Lancaster, I would rather see them play a Niagara Falls, because you're going to have two athletic teams on the field and you're going to see fireworks. And you're going to see a lot of offense. You're going to see hard-hitting and defense. Orchard Park, you know, look, so these kids want Lancaster. These kids want to get to the Ralph. And when Kemba West gets there, someone said today, very interesting, well, if Kemba West can pull it off, just don't be happy getting there. I said, wait a minute. If they get there, they're not going to try to lose. They're going to try to take it all. I think Kemba West is a very dangerous team. I think Lancaster is not going to see a defense like this. And what people don't get credit for, we hear about Ford, Walker, Taylor. That defense is good. The defense is really good. Hutch Tech gives them a lot of credit.
Not to cut you off, Trent, but I'm willing to challenge anybody with, you're not going to find four linebackers on one team better than what Kemba West got. You got Charlie Nelson, Jason Taylor, Rainey, and Deron Rainey, and then Corey Ratcliffe. You're not going to find four better linebackers in Western New York than what Kemba West got. I mean, you can debate it, but those guys, that's a unit that's been together 2 years and that produced for 2 years. And I've been on the field for 2 years. There's a difference between being on the field for 2 years and producing. Those guys have produced together as a unit for 2 years, and that's something special. And you got, you know, Tyler White, and then you got Jaleel St. John at the defensive ends, and then with Mark Taylor at corner, and, you know, D'Angelo at the corner, and then Terrell and Jameer at the safeties. I mean, that's kind of dangerous when you think about it.
It looks like Lancaster was able to control, I'm not going to say control, but contain and give the quarterback some time. If they cannot control that defensive line of Kenmore West, this may be a game where I'm predicting 14 to 20 points, because I think the defense is coming after him. If you want to give Coach Harris, you can say what you want about him. He plays a decent defense. His defensive linemen and linebackers, and this is defense in general, always plays well. I think these kids, if Lancaster cannot control that line of scrimmage, it's game over. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. This game is going to come down to the trenches. You know, if Kemba West can control the trenches, they'll be successful. If Lancaster control it, they'll be successful. But, you know, one thing about Kemba West defensive linemen, they're very active. You don't got a bunch of big guys who lay on people on the Kemba West defensive line. Those guys are really active. When you see a lot of teams, they'll try to get a 280-pound guy and just kind of lay on people. You don't see that on Kemba West. You see, you got two defensive ends that run 4.8 40s or better. In high school football, that's pretty good, you know. So you got those two guys on the end, along with Milks, who has like 12 sacks on the year, and Rainey, and, you know, Jason Taylor is, you know, 220-pound linebacker, and who's going to be filling those gaps like a madman. And Raka, who is a All-American rugby player, who's a dang on good football player as well. I mean, you got a pretty good front seven, and we haven't even talked about the back four yet.
Quick email here. John says, what do you think about South Park? Should they be ranked number one above Canisius? I think a lot of that's from what I said. Look, a win's a win. They didn't beat Canisius. I said, you know, to me, you know, you can't do halfway when you talk about a win. Canisius beat them, but it was on the heroics of a kicker that's going to Ohio State, 61 yards, which is almost unheard of in high school. For that game, you got to keep Canisius ahead of him. But as far as South Park, should they be ranked number one? Is pretty much what he's asking. Your opinion?
No, I don't believe they should be ranked number one. Should they be ranked high? Yes, but I mean, you have to give Canisius their props, man. I mean, they're you know, they bring in teams in from out of town and handling business. I mean, when they come to number one in the area, I think it's Canisius without a doubt. And right now, you know, you got to go Canisius or Orchard Park, the top two dogs, large schools. I mean, I think it would be pure disrespect to rank South Park over Orchard Park or Canisius right now. I think they're, you know, number three is more than fair. But you're talking about top two, Orchard Park and Canisius.
Yeah, you know, before I let you go, one more question here. I think as far as disrespect, I've been yelling about this since week two. Star Point ranked ahead of Kenmore West in the rankings. They're an A school, ranked ahead of a double A school in the rankings. And I think karma came back. They get shut out against Aranacois. And, you know, to the old guys, who I see, you know, guys do good work, but I think they have a agenda. How they had them ranked ahead of Ken West, especially, was mind-boggling to me. But what do you think about a team that, you know, from a different conference and they're undefeated? Where I'm from, you don't have rankings like that. You know, you haven't broken down into their divisions and how they're ranked. You have a few teams in A that cross over and play Quad A. Well, down there it's called Quad A, large schools, 4A teams. But rarely they win, you know what I'm saying, against top Quad A teams. But when you rank rankings, I think that you should keep the guys in their respected divisions, A, double A, C, whatever. And then if you want to put them in the top 10, I never think, unless they play this team, they shouldn't be ranked ahead of a large school. How do you feel about West and Star Point? You know, Star Point outranking them by almost six. Sometimes West, not even in the rankings, and Star Point as high as five. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's overall, I'm fine with the way they do things, to be honest. How they do the top 10, large and small school, I'm fine with it. Do I agree with teams and how they got them ranked? No. I mean, anybody can always debate it, but I like how they do it overall. But, I mean, only reason why I can agree when I'm putting Star Point over Kenmore West, even though I think Kenmore West would, you know, beat them by three or four touchdowns, no disrespect to Star Point, but I think they'll, you know, handle them. But, I mean, they're undefeated, so it's hard for you to it would be hard for me to rank a team that's lost the game above a team that's undefeated. That's the only thing I can, you know, think that would make sense. But, I mean, Kenmore West didn't lose to the number one or two team, Orchard Park one or two. They only lost to the number one or two teams. So they should be a lot higher than where they were last week, which I think was 10th. I think that would change this week. If it don't, I think that would just be a tragedy. But I think they'll jump pretty high this week after, you know, winning with seven games in a row by more than 20 points or something like that. I mean, they have to start to get some type of respect for that.
Yeah, real quick, I want you to ask my opinion on my thoughts about refereeing in the playoff games. I believe in Pennsylvania, where I'm from, a referee cannot be within 20 miles, cannot have any ties to the school, can't have went to the school before. Playoffs are that big back home. Here, I seem to question some of these refs, how they get these jobs. These guys actually, you know, I'll be honest, the guy in the white hat for Ken West this weekend had the same Ken West team against Lockport and called flags on Ken West, period. He just doesn't like the coach, doesn't care much for the team, and he lets it known in his flags. But, you know, if it's a playoff game, I think these refs should come from completely different divisions, everything, because I think that there's too many refs that have some type of connection, and you can't stop it all, to some of these games, and they try to influence the games, and I'm sick of seeing it.
I agree with you, man. It seems sometimes, you know, the refs has too much handle on the game, but, you know, then you got to piggyback that with, hey, you got to, you know, you can't put the game in the ref's hands. You know, that's what, you know, you always want to coach and tell your players, go out there, play hard, and, you know, play the correct way, and just don't leave it up to the refs to be able to impact the game, you know, make the game to the point where the refs are kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, you're right. I hope that works, but I know you got to go, man. But good stuff. Got a few emails here about your comments there. But, yeah, we're going to talk some more about this maybe this week. We'll have Mark Taylor on. Mark had a great season this year. I think a lot of people didn't expect that the way he's had it. I thought he'd be improved, but I didn't know he would have a great season like this on offense, which kind of takes the load off Terrell a little bit and will make things a little bit easier, I think. And Terrell's been killing it. I think your brother has, what, 20 touchdowns so far?
He's at 24. 24 touchdowns.
24 touchdowns so far. And I'm telling you, if it's all about how far you get in the playoffs, I think Kenmore West should have a lot of first team on West New Yorkers. I think Kemar West should have a lot of guys getting awards this year. If you go by what happened last year, Jamestown cleaned up, Ocho Park cleaned up, and I think it was all about playoffs, how far you go. I think Ken West deserves at least three or four guys getting some type of award this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think two locks for first team All-West New York is, Terrell Ford and Charlie Milks.
Yep.
Charlie Milks doesn't get first team All-West New York. That's just a tragedy. That young man is having a phenomenal season. I think he's already at 100 tackles. I think it's like 10 sacks or 11 sacks. I mean, that young man is playing lights out. If he doesn't get first team All-West New York as a linebacker, that's just a crime.
Yeah, I agree with you. And with D'Angelo Walker, very interesting thing I've seen today. They had the best quarterbacks. Gallagher has him first over Tyree. I love Ken West. I like the players, but I'm going to call when it's wrong. I think he's a good quarterback. Tyree may be the best quarterback beside the kid from Orchard Park, Danica. I think those two are the top. D'Angelo's up there. He's having a good season, but how Gallagher has him ranked ahead of Tyree Brown is pretty much mind-boggling to me, and that's no disrespect to the Kenmore West team or quarterback, but when we're talking football, I'm looking at stats and numbers. This guy's a good quarterback. He should be one of the top quarterbacks, top two in West New York, period.
Yeah, I mean, numbers can be deceiving too, because if you got a quarterback who's throwing the ball 40 times a game, he's going to have a lot better stats than the guy who's throwing it 20 times a game. You got to take that into consideration as well. And that's how I look at things. I don't look too much at stats. I'm a little different because when I look at games, I look at quarterbacks, I look at them a lot different than, the average person would. I look at, his footwork, his reads. Is he going through progressions?
Yeah.
Or is he just looking at his first read and taking off? Or is he just throwing the ball deep? Is he, playing little league football out there where you're just throwing deep balls and hoping somebody come down with it? I look in all that. But it's going to be interesting how things end up,
All right, James. Well, look, we'll catch you around, man, and see you at the game. It's going to be good. I think if you live in Kenmore and you don't even know or have a kid playing on the team, you might want to come by if you like high school football. It's going to be a pretty good game. Me, personally, I think it's going to be good for a good two quarters. I think West is going to pull it out, and I'm not going to back up from my 14-20-point win. I'm not going to back away and say Lancaster can't win by that same margin if Kenmore West doesn't bring it, and Lancaster does. Lancaster's going to run up the score on them and try to make a statement on them, and they'll be going to the Roth, and Ken West will be heartbroken again. All right, James, thanks for calling in, man. Good talking to you and some good football insight.
All right, Trent, thanks, man. Take care.
Yep. So there you go, James Mallory, High School Hall of Famer here at Kenmore. One of the few guys, when you look at high school players who go to college and have a taste of the NFL, those are those guys. I mean, look, if you want to hear football from guys who actually know what they're talking about, this is it. James pretty much said, and if you look at his brother, 24 touchdowns, he's approaching 2,000 all-purpose yards, 60 tackles, 5 interceptions, and the team's 7-1. How can you ignore those? You can't really ignore those when you look at Terrell Ford. Now, Kenmore West had a ton of athletes come through here. Ton. You got probably the best receiver, Trenton White, that came through. You got D'Angelo Walker Williams. You got Martin Bailey. You got Alex Price. You got so many good athletes that came through Kenmore West, and there's really nothing to show for it. I think it's time that Kenmore West erases that and starts having something to show for it, because let's be honest, a lot of people scratch their heads and say, how can that team not have any success past second round of playoffs? Let's be honest, that's unheard of. And you start looking at coaching, and Coach Harris, rightfully so, takes a lot of heat. And I think he deserves it. Takes a lot of heat, he deserves it. But I will say this, I think this is the year Ken West breaks through. I think this is the year maybe Niagara Falls makes some noise too, because to me those are the two best athletic teams in Section 6. Double A. Niagara Falls and Kenmore West, hands down. Hands down to me are the two top teams. Two top teams. As far as athleticism, in Section 6, Double A. Hands down. If these kids come to play, and like James said, don't overthink it, this should be a very, very good football game. should be a very good game. And I think it's going to be a much better game than people think. Got a lot of emails coming in. Not gonna read them all, but everybody's ready for high school football. We're all ready for it. We're all ready for it, and I'm telling you, I'm not talking Bills. Bills lost, whatever. Don't even want to talk about the Bills. They went overseas. Everyone made a big deal because they went to England, and they went to England and lost again. So to me, the Bills are losing my interest. I didn't buy the hype. I was kind of giggled by the hype of the Bills. Rex Ryan, as of right now, isn't looking that good. Talks a good game, hasn't produced anything. Let's be honest here. Rex Ryan hasn't produced anything yet. Anything. He talks real good, talks a tough game. I thought he would bring a blue-collar image to the Buffalo Bills. He hasn't brought anything. Anything but words and talk. Come on, man. Talk is cheap for a team who hasn't made the playoffs in 15 years. I'm not going to read the emails about EJ. I'm not going to put the loss on him. Look, I'm not an EJ fan. I'm not even a Buffalo Bills fan. I'm not a Tyrod fan. But I'm going to tell you right now, can't put this on EJ. I don't know how you can. You'll try to. And most people who are going to put it on him is Tyrod fans. But let me tell you something. Take that anger and turn it around and go to Wiley. Why not? Go to him. How is he not taking heat for any of this? Come on, man. If the GM does a good job, you praise him. Does a bad job, you're supposed to rip him. Like everything else. He is not immune to any criticism as of right now on how this team is performing at all. So I think a lot of you guys need to stop wanting to blame everyone else. Look at Wiley. This is his handprint on this team. Yes, there's injuries, but you know what? I'm not going to get into that. There's always injuries every year. There's always stuff that happens every year. There's an excuse. Right now, the Buffalo Bills just aren't good. Once again, it seems like you bought into the crap, and now you realize the crap really stinks. But yet, Bills fans are very loyal, very supportive of their team, and they'll still buy tickets. They'll go out. They'll watch them. Most guys will use that as an excuse to drink. That's fine. You still got a football team in Buffalo. You still got a football team in Western New York. And Bills fans, God bless you. You have not given up on this team, and you shouldn't give up on them. But you should demand more. Stop going to the games because you're disappointed. You've seen this all before. You've seen how this story ends. Bills are going to win a few games, and you're going to get back on the bandwagon, and they're going to lose again. Then you're going to be mad for a whole nother season. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with the Bills, but I'll tell you what. I've seen this story too many times. I've seen you Bills fans go through all this crap. Here come the emails. I told you guys I'm not going to take calls or read emails or talk really NFL football. I'm talking high school football, but whatever. You guys want to call in, don't you? I got callers sitting here. I'm not taking calls. I'm getting off in like 30 seconds, and here's why. I said what I had to say. I said what I had to say about the Bills is pretty final. I said what I had to say about high school football, which was going to dominate this conversation because we have a big game. We have an important game. Unlike the Bills game, we're going to see people that really want to play that's going to lay it on the line. That's what we're going to see. Honest, unscripted, untampered athletes play their hearts out. And you always get that out of college athletes in high school, never the pros. We're fine. We're fine here. Fenn White Sports Show is fine. We're going to talk some more high school football tomorrow and pro football tomorrow. We're going to have G-Money and the Kid on. Kid G-Money couldn't make it today, but we're going to have them back on. And thank all my fans, thank all my sponsors. Look, I'm getting the Twitter page rolling. So it's at TWMedia44. Check me out on Twitter. I'm starting to get it going now. I'm actually starting to like it. I'm like 3 or 4 years late on Twitter, but so what? I like it. Like my Facebook page, Fenton White Sports. Don't forget we'll have Mark Taylor, Kenmore West cornerback on the show. Talk about his career, his faith. We'll talk about a number of things with him and also preparing for the Lancaster game. We will catch you guys later on. Have a good night. Thank you for listening.